Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, honey. It is Tangeray Tuesday, honey. It is pop, sizzle, and bam, honey. You know it's Tuesday right here. Got to keep it moving, got to keep it flowing, baby. Hell, let me tell you, got thunderstorms and lightning around here, but no, not really. It's Champagne Day, too. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Broadcast live from the Windy City. It is cloudy today, 73 degrees around here in the Windy City. It is September the 6th, 2022, 11:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 12:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. Do have members in Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Batati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Gumba Rum is coming in natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Listen. Let me tell you, y'all set my bar up. Listen, it is early. I get tired of telling these folks how to do their job around here. Do your job. You know, either you do your job or get out the door. You hear what I'm saying? Now, listen, I'm going to have this morning, this is going to be the download on this morning. I'm going to have a slow gin fizz. I got to have a margarita in about 45 minutes. And then I'm going to have my Gumba Rum on ice. You understand me? Put the natural vanilla and the coconut in that together. Mix it up and then bring it on to me. You hear what I'm saying? I'm going to have that at 3 p.m. now. I told you what to do. Now, listen, got special music showcase on today. Independent artist Kevin Bronner. And he's being heard by who, engineer? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. Listen, I got some good music on today. It's such a pleasure to have independent artist Kevin Bronner on today. I am telling you, the music is the bomb. Let me tell y'all something. You know, can't nobody come through for you like God can come through for you. Let me tell y'all something. Listen, And, you know, let me put it this way. When I get to talking about the Lord, I don't know how to stop. You know, Jehovah God. Listen, let me tell you something. He is our provider. Listen, Jehovah Nissi, I believe he's the banner over us. Listen, we cannot make it without him. Let me tell you, people will let you down every day of the week. Let me tell y'all, now, if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ on your side, you got to have him. Listen, all you got to do is ask the Lord to come into your heart. You know, just pray and ask the Lord. Now, I'm giving you an invitation. This is the invitation. You know, we don't have an altar, but listen, you can always invite the Lord to come into your heart. So all you have to say is, Lord, forgive me for my sins, and I accept you into my heart as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then, you know, connect with other individuals that you may know of, you know, that know the Lord, that you can be friends with and socialize with and talk about the Lord, talk about the Word of God. Watch Christian television. If there's a church in your area, you know, you have to go and connect with others of the same faith. You know what I mean? Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So listen. As I was saying, God will make a way for you. Whatever you're going through on today, God will make a way for you. Now, people will let you down, but God uses people in extraordinary ways. He does that all the time. Because guess what? You know what? The people of God that's on earth is almost like angels. You know something? God can send you an angel. Now, let me tell you something. See, listen, it's like this. You may be going through something. You don't know what you're going to do, and an angel will come and help you. God has sent somebody, and that's the angel to help you in whatever you're going through. And God does that all the time. Listen. I got to say this. God sent me a group of people that to me is just angels, they angels. We 73 band, I can never stop thanking God for We 73 band. They are really angels on earth. And the reason why I'm talking about them is because although they are a band, they does the work of God on a daily basis. They don't take a break. I say, Lord, I've never seen people like this. They don't take a break doing the work of God, helping people all over the place. And they are such great examples, and I love what they do because they are phenomenal. Y'all know what they did? They put my name up on a billboard. Now, I didn't ask them to do that. They have 5 locations in Philadelphia on billboards all over Philadelphia, and they put my name up there. They put the Fierce Female Network. I said, what? You know, and I was a bit surprised. Now, that's costly. It cost them something to put those billboards up in five different areas that I know of in Philadelphia. That's, y'all know that's a major blessing. That's how God will work on your behalf. That was our angel. Now, listen. Then he sent independent artist Kevin Bonner, who is a man of God who has great music. And let me tell you something. He is an ordained minister with multi-talented and writer who is making faith-based contemporary Christian gospel music. And we need this. We need this. Listen, we got to have some Jesus every day. You know, we cannot afford to go about our daily business every day and not acknowledge God. So we got to acknowledge him on a daily day. Every day. So listen, we got this song here. We got some songs by Minister Kevin Bonner. And it is a blessing. I'm going to get to that in just 1 minute. So listen, we got to acknowledge God every single day. We can't afford to go throughout the day without acknowledging him. And I'm telling you, I wake up and acknowledge him. So I want to invite you to do the same thing. Acknowledge him every single day. So much is going on, you know, in this world. And I cannot stop saying it because it is true. There is a lot that's going on, you know, in the world. And you know what? We got to lean on each other. Those that's in the faith, we got to lean on each other. We got to encourage one another. And we have to learn to encourage ourselves. So listen, one way that you can encourage yourself is by listening to music by Minister Kevin Bonner, independent artist Kevin Bonner. I'm going to play Hallelujah. This is my favorite. I like Hallelujah because that's the highest praise we can give to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, this is Hallelujah. Take a listen to this.
Glory, you're worthy of the praise. I will bless your name at all times. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your presence is the reason I proclaim. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you praise your name. In my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to only you. This is my worship, I come in spirit and truth. When I think of who you are, I give all praises due. The four living creatures who rest around the throne, I long to join in worshiping you all day long. Singing holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, to the one who was and is to come.
Music, because it feeds us. It feeds us, yes. And so when we're listening to praise and worship music, it feeds our spirit. So whatever goes into your ear, and I say this all the time, whatever goes into our ears goes into our spirit. And that's why I try to work very, very hard not to gossip about people. You know, when you got, you know, whatever you do is contagious. If you are around people that gossip all the time, it seems like you're going to want to gossip more. It just seems that way to me. It is contagious. Listen, let me tell you something. So if you are around godly people, if you have godly people in your circle, what, They should be talking about the Lord. They should be talking about the Word. Of course, you're not going to talk about the Word 24 hours a day, but what I'm saying is this. When you have people in your circle that's praying, oh, glory to God, you're going to stay prayed up. You're going to stay full of the Holy Spirit. Your faith level is going to go up. But if you're around people that's gossiping and tearing down people all the time, listen, you know what's going to happen? Your faith level is going to go down because you know what? Your level of spirituality is going to go down because you're going to be festering. You're going to be creating gossip, you know, in your spirit. And that's not a good thing. You don't want that. That's polluted. Listen, that's polluted spirit. So listen, it's just like, here's a great example. When I was growing up, my mom didn't like me to hang around this girl. Her name was Pat. My mom didn't like me to hang around her because the young lady had a very bad habit. And, you know, whatever you hang around, you become like that, whether you know it or not. You become like it. If you hang around gossipy people, you become gossipy. So this young girl, Pat, she had a very bad habit of cussing, and my mother did not like her. Now, listen. She would come over to the house all the time. She wouldn't come in the house because my mother didn't like her in the house. So we would sit outside, you know, just outside on the porch, and she would always be cussing. She always said bad words, and she was always hanging around me. And you know what? After a while, I started cussing, and I was not a curser. I did not let bad words come out of my mouth. So you know what? I ended up started cussing just like she was cussing. I said, wait a minute. And so then I noticed, I said, now, I just started cussing like, and talking like this girl cusses and talks. You know what happened? I stopped letting her come on. I said, now, wait a minute. I can't be cussing. You know, whatever was coming out of her mouth was going into my ears, and it was going into my little spirit, and it was coming out of my little mouth. So listen, I said, no, I can't have this. So I stopped hanging around her. I said, no, I got to cut ties with this young lady. I stopped hanging around her. And guess what? Guess what happened? When I cut that thing off, I stopped cussing. And I said, so you know what? Spirits are contagious. Whatever spirit a person has on them, guess what? It's contagious. It will eventually get into you because whatever they're saying, whatever they're doing, is coming out of their mouth. It's going into your ear. It's going into your spirit, and it's going to come out of your mouth. So listen, if you're around something that's not like God, you got to do what? You got to cut it off, baby. You got to cut it off, and that is habits and whatever type of appetite that they have, and it's coming out of their mouth, it's going to go into you. It's going to come out of your mouth. So listen, you got to cut it off. It's just like eating food. It's just like eating food. Whatever your diet or your meal plan is, whatever you have an appetite for, listen, it's going in your mouth, right? So if you got an appetite for bad things, what's going to happen? Your waist is going to expand. So you have to create an appetite for things that's good for you. So what your waistline can go down. So listen, I got some more music for you. It's coming up by independent artist Kevin Bonner, and this one is Philippians 4:13. This is great and excellent music. We need this. This is really the way we should start our day, every single day. This is Philippians 4:13.
This life is filled with ups and downs, and sometimes there is no joy to be found.
Consider this. I'm pretty much out of time, but I've got to get this in. I got to say this. Consider this. He says in the song, keep holding on. And he also says, God will strengthen you. Now consider this. You know how things are if you are without God at this moment. If you are without him, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this. I want to put this on your mind, and I want to put this in your heart and in your spirit. You know how things are going with you right now, right? So if things are going in a challenging way for you right now, how would it be if you were on the other side with Christ? It would be like this. You would have God to talk to. You would be able to read the word and get strengthened. So now consider the fact that now you're without him. Things are difficult and you don't know which way to turn and you don't have any spiritual strength to help you to keep going on to the next day. But if you were with God, if you accept God and you have accept God into your heart now, you'll have strength for today. You have strength for tomorrow because God gives you strength on a daily basis. So now if you consider you're without him now, where are you getting your strength from? Where are you getting supernatural strength come from? Where is it coming from? How are you getting through the day? You can't continue to call your friends to help you to get through the day. You've got to come to the other side, and God will help you to get through the day because then you'll be able to pray, have communication with God. He will send supernatural help your way. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. He will provide. Listen, I was listening to Marilyn Hickey this morning, and she was saying God will provide for you. He's not going to provide a problem. What you're doing now is focusing on your problem. What God does is provide solutions. God provides solutions. He's that kind of God. And when you're God-centered and God-focused, what? You provide solutions. So don't focus on the problem. So listen, if you're not with God, you may tend to worry, you may tend to have anxiety, and you focus on the problem. But when you come over on the Lord's side, you know what? You can focus on God, and he's a provider. He's going to provide solutions and answers for you. All right? So listen, I want you to think about that. I want to leave that thought with you. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast sharing this music with you from independent artist Kevin Bonner. It has been a blessing to you. And it's been a blessing to me. So listen, I got to get up on out here. It's been a stone cold blast, but I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made food. train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
peace.